Set down your stolen trinkets and leave this forest forevermore.
Over my dead body! Quiet!
Barked Malgi, never averting his attention from the eyes of the golden-haired ranger. Those terribly cold eyes. One sky blue, and the other milky cloud white.
Now listen here, Elf. These goods were pilfered fairly from the Stone of the Grund. By dwarven custom, these are ours.
A custom of greed,
declared an auburn-haired female amidst the elves.
Hogoita daffodil!
We ain't leaving without it,
Malgi grunted. Then we have a problem, the dead-eyed elf hummed back. Irreverent of the stalemate, a sound rose in the yawning mouth of the mossy cavern behind us, the skittering stampede of 1,000 feet.
After them!
Goblins.
Castian set aside the acoustic guitar with a loud sigh and slouched back into the leather chair, his cigarette poised over his lips, blending into the countless lights of radio towers, billboards, and the windows of high-rise hotels through the glass behind him. So there's no one? Kate wondered aloud, sat there with her legs folded beneath her. The musician rolled his head to fix her with a look, raven hair rolling down his shoulders, chains clinking, and the ember smoldering in his melancholic eyes. No, he replied.
The band takes everything. There aren't enough scraps left to feed anything as hungry as a relationship.
It sounds lonely, she mused without thinking. Castian smiled that effortless smile of his, the leather of his pants creaking as he leant forward with purposeful intent. His fingers snaked out, cold and confident, across Kate's jaw and neck, weaving into her chestnut hair.
I know a way you can help with that.
Get you something, hon?
The waitress asked with a genuine warmth of smile. She was dressed in a green and white polka dot costume, as festive as every swag of garland strewn across every booth in the diner.
Coffee, please. Black.
Sure thing.
Within moments, James was staring into a mug of piping hot black coffee, topped with whipped cream and sprinkled cinnamon. Very Yuletide. The golden bell over the diner's door rang out merrily as the only other customer that night walked in amidst a strong gust and flurry of snow. He stamped his boots and took the seat next to James.
And what can I get for you?
Coffee, black.
The newcomer ordered. James stiffened.
Thought you said you would never come back here. Well, it's Christmas. Coffee's on me, Dad.
Gunfire scored craters in the concrete barrier pressed up against my back. I was pinned down.
Do you give up?
Yelled one of the junkers from somewhere amidst the husks of vehicles strewn across the industrial highway.
Like hell I do!
I spat back, popping off a shot of my own over shoulder. That just seemed to make them angrier. Thing was, as I slid open the cartridge of my Peacebreaker, I counted that for all four greasy-haired problems I had cackling off in the rust behind me, I had but a one-shell answer. I was just going to have to get creative.